this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. All right, so we got a bunch of questions here, right?
Sure.
Gene, you want to start us off?
Okay. Joel from East Point. I was looking at two technology stocks, Marvel International, Kalucky, I hope, and Sofa Industries. I hope that's pronounced correctly.
Yeah.
I've owned a Kalucky from late 2010 to late 2014 and did pretty well. I'd like to know if Kalucky can continue to rise or should Marvel be better. Troy, I'm at a loss for either one of these companies. Obviously, I can't pronounce their names.
It's a bit difficult, isn't it?
I thought Marvel was comics, but yeah, evidently it's technology too.
It's a different company, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marvel Technology Group, they're a semiconductor manufacturer, and the Kalucky, I'll just go with your pronunciation, Gene. Kalucky and Sofa are they make capital equipment and tools that actually assemble semiconductor devices. And you know, he says that he's owned that one. Would he be better off with Marvel? I'll tell you this: Marvel had a huge pop right the first of the year. It was up 10% right out of the gates.
So I'm curious, why were we not in?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, there's a real good reason
I'm not
on
to
both of them.
They're neither low quality.
One, yeah, neither one of them meet our quality standards. So
I mean, they're not an Intel or a, you know.
Right, and in fact, that's probably where I would go with some of this. The long term growth in both of the stocks is, you know, in Marvel, it's 8% is what's expected. Historically, though, it's only grown at 2.2%, and it's got a PE over 17. So you know, you've got you're really having to pay up for the potential growth, which again would exceed their historic growth. I really don't. Sometimes you look at these analyst figures and you scratch your head and wonder how in the world did you come up with this. Long-term growth.
Well, how do you still have a job, right?
Right. Well, I'll tell you how. You keep saying that things are great and you know the company can underwrite the next offering for the stock. That's unfortunately how
they would
too
never
much
do
of,
that.
It's how
they
too
would
much of it
never
works.
Do that.
Yeah, it's the reason you find very few sales side analysts that'll say to sell something. It's got to be horrible before they say that. But anyway, Kalucky and Sofa is actually the better grower. Long-term growth of 13.5% expected. It has grown almost 9% annually, and you know, it's still the PE is relatively high, but for the growth expectations, it's not so bad. But here's the thing. Why in the world wouldn't you consider somebody like a Qualcomm? This is a business that does very similar things. They're in the telephone industry. They own a lot of patents when it comes to the 4G, 3G. They've got patents on just about all these radio signals. So anybody whose cell phone, I know back when everybody was talking about, you know, do you buy the Apple iPhone or do you buy
you buy Qualcomm because they both have the same
exactly,
parts in it.
Exactly, and Qualcomm gets it from both places. Now, the price, the PEG, the price earnings to growth, is lower for Qualcomm than any of the others. Long-term growth is higher than one and about the same as the others. It's about 12.5.
Yeah,
I would buy Qualcomm
right.
and when surely
you,
sell.
Yeah, when
Kalucky
you guys
and
call
Sofa.
In and or email in and ask us these questions. We bring it out to a different side.
Sure, yeah.
It's just that neither of them meet the quality conversation.
Right.
You can buy a quality company, super duper,
right,
for a lower price.
Yeah,
and higher growth.
And at the same time, you're getting a dividend of 2.24%.
There
so
you go.
Why in the world wouldn't you just go with Qualcomm?
Okay. This is something that Matt may be able to answer. Rocky from Carrollton. My wife and I are buying our first home, and she's eligible for a VA loan. Should we consider a VA loan over other types of loans? Good question.
Yeah, I think they should. Bill's over there nodding his head at me. So
just trying to help him out.
Bill's helping me out over there.
It's never a definitive.
Oh, Bill's got this.
Bill's
it's
got
never,
this one.
It's never. You should always look at all your options. But the VA loan is, you know, 100% financing generally. Mm-hmm. No PMI. It's a pretty sweet deal compared to most
yes.
other financing options.
You do have to find a bank that'll make a VA loan,
that's
right?
Because
all of them don't.
They
right?
do not.
That's right.
They
yeah.
do not. But
and it's like an insurance to the banker, right?
Yeah.
The VA loan, because the VA doesn't make you the direct loan, right?
No, the bank. The bank.
It's like an SBA loan.
Yeah. So it's a guarantee on the loan.
It's guaranteed, mm-hmm. and okay. they get a 1% fee also.
Yeah, there's typically a fee on those guarantees. Yeah.
I mean, you should look at everything, but you know, anytime I can.
Even expenses can be rolled into that loan, right?
Well, you know,
so you don't, it's like no money down. You just
Here's a couple of things you can think about. One, do you have a down payment? So do you have an alternate?
Right.
So, and if you do, like you buy a house in the buy, I got 20% down, then you need to sit down and put pencil to paper because you're probably going to get a lower interest rate on a non-VA loan because more lenders are willing to make that loan.
Right.
There's an active secondary market in it. And so it may be cheaper for you, okay? And if you and if you don't want to, the idea of being able to put it in an FHA or VA is that you could use the money you could have put down on a down payment mm-hmm. to do other things. And that may be very important. Otherwise, you may not have enough health insurance or enough life insurance.
Yeah.
Or put it in your 401k plan you can't afford to save now.
Bill's point's good. You know, it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish, and it behooves you to understand all the options
right.
to weigh one against the other because you're right, Gene.
But that's not a terrible one, let me tell you right now.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be
true.
Happy.
Well,
and
just while we're on the refinancing subject, so I was just helping an employee who has an interest rate of 4.25%, which is dirt cheap.
Which is good.
Refinance at 3.675%.
Wow.
With no closing costs?
Well, there was some closing costs, but they would roll it into the loan.
Right.
30-year. 30-year fixed.
Are you kidding me? 3.6? We might be refinancing again.
I don't think so. I'm down to, what, 3 1/8 or something
well,
like that?
I'm
so you're saying...
I am all in with rates going down. I am all in. Because you know why I'm all in? Because now rates will go up.
Yeah,
they
probably
saying rates are going up for 6 years.
So you say that Draghi and the bank over there in Europe is going to be buying U.S. bonds as a result of his policy... More foreigners will be buying U.S. bonds, and the rates are going to go down.
Well, I would maybe not more foreigners, but I would say most of your Americans who might want to have foreign-denominated currency or fixed incomes.
Who wants foreign
money? Hold on now. You and I both know there's plenty of money going from here over there. That's all stopped. Because who's going to go over there and invest in negative interest rates? Nobody.
Yeah.
So we're going to stay here. What's going to happen? Rates are going to come down again. It's unbelievable. You're the PhD. I'm just giving you the world as a bill season. I tend to be out there in la-la land.
Let me give you a thought here,
okay? Right.
Who in their right mind would buy any piece of paper denominated in a euro?
But they do.
Who?
What do you mean?
Somebody who lives there?
No, of course not.
You have one?
I don't.
You have one?
I do not.
Well, you do, and so do I, because we just got back from France and we didn't turn in our euros, and we've lost 30% on that money. We left because
that's my wife. That's my wife.
We brought back like 150 euro, now worth 100.
Right. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. No.
Well, I will tell you this: economic growth tends to trump all. You can have cheap money. Forever, and you know, as long as you've got economic growth, when you see interest rates rise, when you see any of that change, economic growth will drive markets higher, and you
well,
know, earnings grow.
Now, we have to have higher rates.
Now there's
we have to.
Now there's a place where it's the currency is right just now. As good as the U.S. That's Switzerland, and they pay a negative.
Boy, that was close.
0.75.
I thought he was going to say the Bitcoin.
Oh, dear.
I was scared for you, Gene.
So you really don't see an effect with what QE is going on over there?
Nah.
I really do think that it's going to spur some growth.
We hope.
And that's the plan. Try to keep away from depreciating
our
assets.
Our manufacturers have been hurt because everything costs more in euros than what we're turning over there.
Right.
So if they can increase growth, then they're going to buy it anyhow.
Sure.
Okay? Because they have to have it.
Right.
Well, listen. If you want to get a hold of us, you can call 770-429-9166. You can email us at drgene@hensler.com. with your questions. And also you can tweet.
Facebook. You can Facebook, find us everywhere, right?
Everything else.
Download us off the Android store
LinkedIn.
Or the iTunes.
Right.
So there's no excuse for not calling in. Have any questions? And remember again, in a short period of time, it's going to be Saturdays at 10, not Sunday at 10.
Slice of heaven.
Mark it up.
I agree.
Oh, breaks down.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.